Pyrexia of unknown origin caused by retained intra-abdominal foreign body. Report of a case with review of literature. Introduction. Retained intra-abdominal foreign body, that is RIFB, is an uncommon cause for pyrexia of unknown origin, PUO. The literature from West shows scanty citations of PUO caused by RIFB. A clinician from developing world may, however, not uncommonly encounter such a cause-effect relationship. An important cause of RIFB is septic abortion. Though still a common practice, septic abortion is rarely reported, being considered a medical malpractice. RIFB secondary to septic abortion is difficult to suspect as no definite history is usually available. Imaging plays a key role in the diagnosing of the presence of RIFB. High index of suspicion and knowledge of common occurrences is therefore required on the part of radiologists to help the treating physician elicit the complete history for correlation. This would ultimately lead to an evidence-based approach for treatment of this rare cause of PUO. Case report. A 37-year-old female with history of contact with a positive case of pulmonary tuberculosis presented to us with moderate grade fever for the past 4 months. On preliminary blood investigations and a chest radiograph, she was suspected of having pulmonary tuberculosis. Patient refused any further investigations to confirm PTB and anti-tuberculosis therapy was empirically started on provisional diagnosis but was lost to follow-up. After 4 months, she again presented with a vague, mildly tender lower abdominal lump associated with an occasional crampy lower abdominal pain. A low-grade fever still persisted with no specific pattern. Per abdomen examination revealed a lump in the hypogastrium and umbilical region. The lump was duffy in consistency and tender on depalpation. In the background of PTB, it was thought to be lymph nodal mass or a mass formed due to mesenteric adhesions. On ultrasonography, that is USG, two parallel echogenic lines with distal reverberation artifacts suggestive of a foreign body approximately 1 foot in length were noted extending from right hypochondrium to the left lumbar region, lying transversely through the lower umbilical region, that is above the dome of urinary bladder. One end of the foreign body had penetrated the anterior inferior end of the hepatic parenchyma with a small area of adjacent fluid collection. The other end was lying free. All around this foreign body, fluid collection with internal echoes suggestive of debris was noted, which appeared loculated by surrounding adhesions. A vague heterogeneity was noted at the fundic myometrium. A possibility of intra-abdominal foreign body with surrounded infected fluid collections was raised. A plain radiograph of abdomen, erect and supine, was obtained, which confirmed the presence of the foreign body. No radiological evidence of any bowel perforation or intestinal obstruction was noted. Detailed menstrual history revealed that she had 8 full-term normal deliveries. On further probing, she admitted having undergone 5 to 6 pregnancy terminations in the last 3 years by untrained village personnel. According to her, various instruments were used for the purpose, and the last time she underwent such a procedure, she had lots of post-procedural pain and bleeding. The fever for which she had reported started 1 month after this procedure. Laparotomy and peritoneal lavage following removal of foreign body was done, followed by post-operative care and intravenous antimicrobial therapy. The patient had an uneventful recovery and was asymptomatic at 6 months follow-up. The discussion. Pyrexia of unknown origin, that is PUO, is defined as when the body temperature is more than 38 degrees Celsius on several occasions in 3 consecutive weeks with no etiological diagnosis possible in spite of 1 week of inpatient stay and intelligent investigation. Recently, this has been classified and redefined in 4 groups, that is classical, neutropenic, nosocomial and HIV-related PUO. The etiology is mainly divided into 5 groups. Hematological malignancies topping the list. Next comes the role of infective diseases followed by connective tissue disorders. Miscellaneous, that is 10 to 15% and undiagnosed, that is 10 to 20% causes, account for the rest of the disease load. Our experience, however, gives a higher seat to the infectious causes as compared to the malignancies. The intra-abdominal infections are the most common infective pathology found to cause PUO. This is true of our case as well, as RIFP is an important cause of intra-abdominal septic foci. Cases reporting an ingested sharp metallic body perforating the gut, though present in the literature, are surprisingly rare. Perforation and migration of such a foreign body may be silent. Patient may present with unrelated symptoms, and the discovery of foreign body on radiological examination of the abdomen may come as a surprise. History of introduction of foreign body is usually difficult to obtain. Such intra-abdominal foreign body can lead to insidious unrelated presentation as PUO, as seen in the present case, or more catastrophic events like perforating the bowel and migrating to almost any intra-abdominal or rarely to even extra-abdominal sites. Migration to the liver, mesentery, or the anterior abdominal wall, however, is extremely rare. A loop of small bowel may get entangled across the FB and become necrotic. Variable time periods ranging from months to years have been reported between the introduction of a foreign body and the occurrence of symptoms. A case is reported in which a patient seemed to show the clinical picture of a colonic tumor but was found to have a retained laparotomy pad from an exploratory operation which had been performed 9 years earlier. Common modes of entry of foreign bodies are ingestion, poor surgical technique, and accidental introduction. Few case reports of intra-abdominal migration of IUD have been reported in literature. Few other case reports have also shown attempted illegal abortion as a cause of intra-abdominal foreign body. The patient in the present report had never undergone any other surgical procedure, therefore we were left with no other possibility than to assume that a foreign body introduced during one of the abortions might have perforated the uterus. The heterogeneous myometrial ecotexture described on USG could be due to an old healed perforation. Metals and glass fragments, unless extremely small, are easily seen, while plastic and wood are radiolucent and are seen only by CT scan or USG. A plain radiograph of a sample piece of suspected foreign body, if available, is quite useful. Radiograph with the point of entry marked by a radiopaque marker and immediate preoperative radiograph should also be taken to decide the location and trajectory of removal. This is a useful exercise because certain foreign bodies may migrate or even embolize to distant sites. USG has a problem-solving and corroborative role. Foreign body usually throws sharp, distinct, specular echoes with sharp acoustic shadows. Distal reverberation artifacts are a common finding. The diagnosis, however, is greatly facilitated by a detailed clinical history and examination which dictates subsequent investigations. Thus, we were able to solve the mystery of this intriguing case and could explain her symptomatology. The photographs. All the images that are displayed in this file were obtained after informed consent of the patient, and there is no conflict of interest declared.